I love that album, and I love that track. That's the classic album Dream Keeper with Charlie Hayden and the Liberation Jazz Orchestra, playing songs of freedom and songs of deliverance. That last one is called Spiritual, and it just makes you want to yell, oh, man, at the end of it. Great gospel blues there. The track before that was Nkosi Sikelel' Afrika, the African national anthem and the protest song during the days of apartheid that united the black community there in their fight for freedom. Interesting album. And as I say, it's a classic, Dreamkeeper, Charlie Hayden's Liberation Jazz Orchestra. And my goodness, it has brought us all the way into the last hour of our show today. We've just passed noon at a couple of minutes after. And as always, around now, I just want to remind you of what you're actually listening to.
This is CKUW 95.9 FM, streaming at ckuw.ca. We hope you've enjoyed listening to us and stay tuned. CKUW is managed by the Winnipeg Campus Community Radio Society in accordance with the CRTC and Industry Canada rules and regulations. As a not-for-profit radio station, CKUW is a member of the National Campus Community Radio Association and adheres to their statement of principles to provide an alternative voice. CKUW operates on a frequency of 95.9 megahertz on the FM band with 450 watts effective radiated power, or ERP. Our transmitter is located at 7 Evergreen Place in Osborne Village. Programming originates from our downtown studios at the University of Winnipeg in Winnipeg, Manitoba, Canada. We would like to hear from you and welcome your ideas to improve listening, which will be heard on CKUW in years to come. Address your comments and suggestions to CKUW 95.9 FM, Room 4, CM11, 515 Portage Avenue, Winnipeg, Manitoba, R3B2E9. You can also call 204-786-9782 or email us at ckuw@uwinnipeg.ca. This is Robin Erickson speaking for the board, staff, and volunteers of CKUW 95.9 FM. Thank you for listening and stay tuned for more great community radio.
Yes, there's more great community radio coming here 24/7 at this neat little station. And this particular program is called Voyage, Jazz Between 10 and 1 here on Wednesdays. My name is Keith Black. Well, moving to another brand new album. I played one earlier with Ron Miles that has just been released of someone who died a few years ago. And here's another one that's just been released. Which includes Chick Corea on piano, and Corea died in February 21. So obviously this is not a brand new recorded, but it's a brand new recording. It was recorded, let me see, it doesn't matter when it was recorded, a few years before Chick Corea died anyhow. And Bela Fleck is his partner here. And Bela Fleck plays banjo, which is, as I've mentioned, not a particularly prolific jazz instrument, but it sure is in his hands. He's a remarkable, remarkable musician. And if you happen to catch my jazz reviews in the Free Press every week, this one was, I don't know, last week or the week before, and I gave it the whole hog on this one. This is a very, very good album. And it these two guys work together, as I mentioned, and I will say again, it sort of puts me in mind of the classic Chick Corea-Gary Burton duet albums, which also had the remarkable synchronization of minds, if you will, that occurred there. And the same thing happens here. Bela Fleck is a virtuoso on the banjo, and once you get used to the sound, that this is not a particular, this is not a common jazz sound, but if you listen to what he's doing, it is just a gobsmacker. Going to play a couple of, the album is sort of interspersed with brief improvisations and then longer tracks. I'm going to play a brief improvisation called Impromptu 2 Mock Turtle, and then I'm going to play Bemsha Swing, the old bop number, and then a track called Lucky Bounce. Here are three tracks with a terrific duet of Chick Corea on piano and Bela Fleck on banjo. Thank you. That is such a neat sound. The two of them just work so well together. That's Chick Corea and banjo player Bela Fleck. Recorded, I think, at the end of a European tour back just around 17, 18, maybe, and maybe 19. And because Chick Corea died in, hang on a minute, died in 21. So it's was probably their one of his last European tours that led to that recording. Bela Fleck there on banjo, and my goodness, can that man play. There you go. It's now 12:22 Central Daylight Time in Winnipeg. You're listening to Voyage. I'm Keith Black. Well, moving on again to someone you heard earlier, Chris Potter on saxophone was playing saxophone on the first album that I sampled today with Sipiajan. But here he is on his own with a very, very fine album called Eagle's Point. And it has Chris Potter on tenor and sopranos, of course, bass clarinet as well. Brad Maldow on piano, John Patitucci on bass, and Brian Blade back again on drums. It's a couple of repeats today on different albums and different configurations. This is a really neat album. It's called Eagle's Point. Here's Chris Potter with a couple of tracks. The first one is called Indigo Indico, and then the title track, Eagle's Point. Here's saxophonist Chris Potter. Thank you. That was Eagle's Point, the title track from an album of the same name with saxophonist Chris Potter, who was actually playing bass clarinet on that first track there, along with Brian Blade on drums, John Patitucci on bass, and my mind has gone blank. Brad Meldow, of course, on piano. I don't have the material in front of me anymore. Anyhow, there you go. A very neat album called Eagle's Point. And Chris Potter is just, I mean, he's in the top echelon of jazz saxophonists these days. And as I've mentioned before, many years just near the beginning, I think, of this sojourn I've had as the host of this show over 25 years, I have a CD called Introducing Chris Potter, his debut album. He's come a long way from that, and his playing is just stellar. Moving on from that to another saxophonist, this time a now Canadian saxophonist named Allison Au. Her last name is spelled A-U, but it's pronounced Au. She plays alto and soprano, and she has I think it's her latest one. It's not brand new in that it's been out for a while now, but it's called Allison Au with the Migrations Ensemble, and the album is called Migrations. And it has, along with Au on alto and soprano, it's got Leila Biala on voice, Todd Pentney on piano, Jan Maharaj on acoustic and electric bass, Fabio Ragnelli on drums, Michael Davidson on vibes, Aileen Holmesy on violin, along with Jeremy Potts, with Catherine Gray and Amal Arubanabdam on cello and viola, respectively. This album called Migrations has to do with an exploration of people who leave their homes to pursue life in a new land, based on her own experience, her family's history of immigration from South China to Malaysia on her father's side, and war-torn Poland and Israel on her mother's side. So a biracial descendant of migrants. Her compositional pieces are also informed by her personal experience of, as it says in the notes, reconciling displacement, cultural identity, family legacy, and the notion of home. She feels that this is a very important suite of compositions on this topic by her. And I'm going to play three tracks from Migrations with Allison Au. The first one is called, Prayer. The first one's called Prayer, and then Aves Raras, and then Racing Across the Land. Here's Allison Au.
Oh, after you are gone, I will remain. The spirit will dance again in Spruce and Muskeg. The winds will whisper our names while you will be silent.
saxophonist Allison Au from with her band from the album Migrations. Very neat album, and there's some fine stuff there. Obviously, very emotional to her, and a very important part of her upbringing and her experience of being a migrant on both sides of her family. Very interesting. And it's almost brought us to the end of our show today. It's only a few minutes left. I'm going to take us out with a little bit of pianist Daniel Yankee, who is actually from the Yukon, and he has an international trio. And the fact is, I'm just going to have to tease you with this, and I'm just going to play a sort of unattributed a few minutes to get us to 1 o'clock, and I will do him much better next week and give you a little more data and whatnot. But as we're just about at the end, I just want to say thank you for tuning in today. My name's Keith Black. And as always, after 25 years, it still raises my spirits and is a pleasure for me to share my music with you once a week. I hope that you'll come back when I'm going to share even more next week. And I hope that you can be part of it. Thanks for tuning in today. Take care of yourselves for this bizarre weather system we're in here, where it just sort of changes at the blink of an eye almost. But I'll be back next week, regardless of hell or high water, as they say. And look after yourselves. See you next time. Here's a little bit of Daniel Yankee with a track called Eleanor's Waltz. Just a little bit of it, and I'll play the rest next week. Bye for now.